live with, consciously or unconsciously, a sense of fear and doubt about how to go forward. So we try to think our way through. And we know, if we're bright enough, that somehow this isn't the best way. So I have to apologize that we ran out of time, but I'll make up for it if you bring the question back, I promise. Okay?
Thank you.
So find out where they live, make sure you get them back. So we're all in the same boat. The same boat that we're all in is we don't trust ourselves enough. We don't trust ourselves enough because we have the idea somehow that it's up to us, that we have to figure it out, we have to make it happen, we have to control it to such a degree that it's somehow so in our hands that we can take such a terrible wrong turn if we don't do it right. This is everybody. So what I want to say to you as the last thing of this evening is, and I don't know if it's good news or bad news, but that just isn't true. We don't have, as far as I'm concerned, we don't have that kind of control. We don't have that kind of responsibility. For the simple reason that you're not the author of this life. You didn't get yourself here. You didn't get yourself born. You don't make your heart pump. You don't make your lungs breathe. You don't make your mind operate. You don't know when you're going to leave this planet. You don't know how one thing operates. How one hair on your head grows. You can't explain it. And you don't do it. And yet it happens. You find yourself there, but you're not doing it. But if you're like most of us, you have some wrong idea that somehow you are doing it. That somehow you're responsible for it, that you have to figure it out, you have to make sure you don't take a wrong turn, you have to be on guard, be watchful that some mishap doesn't happen because you didn't calculate well enough, because you didn't figure out good enough, because you didn't think it through sufficiently, because you didn't bring everything to bear that you should have or could have. And this is just tragic and unrealistic. If you had gotten yourself born, if you made your heart pump, if you could make one hair on your head grow, it would be valid. But all that other stuff is happening without you, without your involvement, without your thinking, without your controlling any tiniest part of it. So my hope for you is you get more to the point where that's clear to you, that you're not responsible for it, and that somehow it's, at least until now, always kind of taking care of itself good enough, that you can let go of the reins and stop worrying and start trusting existence, that here you are. And it's going okay enough, you're breathing. And the sky hasn't fallen down yet. That somehow you can start to trust even just a little more what's really going on, which you don't control at all. Well, I have to thank you for an absolutely delightful evening together. Because you're so delightful. You're all puppy dogs. So I hope each and every one of you comes back soon.